Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If a Brahmana has all 12 of the Brahminical qualities, as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog-eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. Very powerful verse, spoken by Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Purport. Here is a statement by Prahlad Maharaj, one of the 12 authorities, regarding the distinction between a devotee and a Brahmana expert in Karmakanda, or Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. There are 4 varnas and 4 ashrams which divide human society, but the central principle is to become a first-class pure devotee. It is stated in the Hari Bhakti Sutta, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Sastram Japas Tapaha Apranasyaiva Dehasya Mandanam Loka Rajanam. If one is born in a high family like that of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, but is not a devotee of the Lord, all his good qualities as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya are null and void. Indeed, they are considered decorations of a dead body. In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj speaks of the Vipras, the learned Brahmanas. The learned Brahmana is considered best among the divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. But a devotee born in a low Chandala family is better than such Brahmanas, not to speak of the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and others. A devotee is better than anyone, for he is in the transcendental position on the Brahman platform. Mam chayo vyapi charena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and comes to the level of Brahman. It's from Bhagavad Gita 4:26. The 12 qualities of a first-class Brahmana, as stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, are as follows. Jnana cha, sachyam cha, dhamma srutam cha, yamatsaram rishtitik sanasuya, yagyas cha, danas cha, dhriti samas cha, mahavrata dvadasa brahmanasya. The Europeans and American devotees in the Krishna conscious movement are sometimes accepted as Brahmanas, but the so-called caste Brahmanas are very much envious of them. In answer to such envy, Prahlad Maharaj says that one who is born in a Brahmin family, but is falsely proud of his prestigious position, cannot even purify himself, not to speak of his family, whereas if a Chandala, a low-born person, is a devotee and has fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he can purify his entire family. We have an actual experience of how Americans and Europeans, because of their full Krishna consciousness, have purified their whole families, so much so that a mother of a devotee, at the time of her death, inquired about Krishna with her last breath. Therefore, it is theoretically true and has been practically proven that a devotee can give the best service to his family, his community, his society, and his nation. The foolish accuse a devotee of following the principles of escapism, but actually the fact is that a devotee is the right person to elevate his family. A devotee engages everything in the service of the Lord, and therefore he is always exalted. Translation again. If a Brahmana has all 12 of the Brahminical qualities, as stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog-eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth, and life, to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana, because a devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. Om Agyanta Mirandasya Gina Jina Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapditam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swam Padantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siya Dvaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, it's certainly very advantageous and very auspicious to take birth in a family of brahmanas. In other words, one has a good start. But a brahmana is one who is known not simply by birth, by qualification. Comfortable and kind of like relaxed, then he let him have it. And then he said, you know, that, you know, but if you don't have, if you're not a devotee of the Lord, all your brahminical qualities are useless. Because all you do is become what? Falsely proud. I have these qualities. But you have to use this, or you have to, even if you don't have the qualities, and you think you have the qualities because you're born in a Brahma, but even if you have the qualities, and if you're not using those qualities, because one of the qualities of a Brahmana is to give charity to others, to teach others, to practice devotional service. Yajya, what is it? Patam patan yajan yajan dana pratigraha. The six qualities of a Brahmana. To know the scriptures, to teach others Vedic and scriptural knowledge, to worship the deity according to the Pancharatriki system, and to teach others how to do the same. To accept charitable gifts, we hear how the Brahmins are always honored in all ceremonies and given charitable gifts. But the Brahmins don't keep those gifts. They use what they need for themselves, and then they give that back in the form of charity to push on spiritual movements, in other words, Krishna consciousness. So, at that one point, he started to explain what it really means to be a brahmana in relationship to a devotee. And he spoke so convincingly and so powerfully that everyone in the audience was just captivated by what he was saying, that the Brahmins had no stance anymore, because the audience was getting so enthusiastic just listening to them. And they could see, we have no argument now. So they all got up and left. Just left the whole thing. And of truth, nothing follow whatever the mind goes. So one should be, how do we do by practicing, what we say, austerities? What are some of the austerities? Simplicity, gravity, celibacy is in all four. In America, and I had publicized, I wanted to sign up for the conference. If one follows the principles of creating progeny according to what we say, the rules and regulations of Grihastha Ashram, as mentioned in the Shastras, that Grihastha is called celibate. Even if they have children, that's considered celibacy because they follow the principles like that. So I had to change the name of the conference. To make it a brahmachari conference and not a conference about celibacy. Celibacy is one of the forms of austerities, and that helps to control the mind and senses. A devotee is satisfied. I should be satisfied with that. By with prasadam, with my material, whatever money comes by, what we say, by ordinary means, one should not struggle hard for material things. Whatever Krishna arranges according to one's karma, one and one's endeavor according to their varna, like that. One should be free from the anxiety that, oh, I wish I had what that person has, or I want to be like that. One should be happy within themselves and satisfied within themselves, like that. And that gives you a sense of peace. Not looking out, but looking inward for satisfaction, looking towards Krishna. And devotional service. Jai. Shri Radha Gokulananda Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So, being free from jealousy, envy. Envy takes us to the worst level of material consciousness. When a person is the element of envy, can never practice Krishna consciousness properly. So, out of all of the anarthas, that's one of the... By chanting the holy names, we transcend this idea that I'm looking outside for whatever I need. I find happiness in my chanting. Like that. Being intelligent is the next one. That's all it says, just be intelligent. When Prabhupada was asked the question, what's the difference between an admirer's intelligent? That's the only answer he gave. Sometimes we have to adjust things to practice Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstance. So that adjustment requires intelligence. So Prabhupada used to say, this movement is for intelligent people, not for fools. And if he says, if you're not intelligent, then take the principles that allow one to develop intelligence. In other words, this is called Shastra Shakshush. One should see through scripture what we experience with our... It may be incorrect, but when we see through Guru or Shastra, Deity is Krishna. We might not experience that, but it is. It's none different than Krishna. It's the same Krishna in the spiritual world. He's here on the altar also. We might think it's a deity, but it's not. It's Krishna. Krishna in the form of a deity, but it's still Krishna. 100% Krishna, not 99.8. So the spiritual master tells us how to see the deity, how to approach the deity, how to deal with other people. We should apply these principles as opposed to evaluating according to our own, what we say, experiences. And then we can act, that is actually intelligence. Being tolerant, that's another principle. Trinadapi sunichena tayor eva suhishnuna. That tolerance is one of the highest qualities that one can develop in connection with chanting the holy names of the Lord. Without practicing tolerance, it's very difficult to chant Hare Krishna. How tolerant should be one? One should be, as Lord Chaitanya, more tolerant than a tree. What is one of the come by way of tenderness? If somebody does something to you, or you feel slighted or even offended, one should practice tolerance and forgiveness. That is a Brahminical quality. And Prabhupada said, people will... Oh, this is one of the next qualities. I don't want to speak this one yet, but it's actually the next one. But you as an enemy, but you should have no enemies. Devotee had to school. His teachers, one of the lesson was friends and enemies. How to gain friends. Because for a devotee has no friends and no enemies. How is it? His friend is Krishna, and therefore he's friendly to everyone. And as far as enemies, they come by way of their own consciousness. A devotee never sees anyone as an enemy. He might avoid certain persons who are mimical or even hostile, but doesn't make him an enemy. He simply sees that they're covered by the material energy. Therefore, he sees them in a way of compassion, but as opposed to, you know, trying to retaliate. The devotee doesn't retaliate. Unless Krishna's enemy become a little way. So the next one is creating no enemies. The devotee doesn't have any enemies. The next one is performing yajnas. So in this, I'm sure it refers to performing what we see here. A yajna is about to be performed. And Brahmins are well versed in the principles of yajna. But in our society, not all of us who take Brahminical initiation will be doing yajnas. So what is the yajna in this age? Yajnai sankirtana praya yajantihi sumedasaha. So one should perform regularly the sankirtan yajna. This is the yajna of the age, like that. Giving charity. A Brahmana will receive charitable gifts, he should also give it back in the form of charity. Being steady, nishta, steady in one's mind, steady in one's activities, like that. One should be steady in the execution of devotional service. One should not think, well, I've been doing this devotional service for so long, it's time to take a little